Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, Pastor First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on a major theme in his ministry, the kingdom of God. We just finished looking at the famous Sermon on the Mount, and now we'll continue looking at Jesus' teaching about the kingdom, moving on to his parables. Jesus told many parables. Each of these parables isn't intended to be a factual story, but an illustration of a deeper spiritual truth or reality. Well, because these parables use many metaphors, they're often manipulated and used to teach very odd things. This happens when we don't hear the parables as Jesus intends for us to hear them, or when we start to interpret metaphors that aren't really there. Maybe we're seeing a link that Jesus never intended. What we need to do is find the main point that Jesus is making and then look for that in the parable. Well, what's interesting is how often the topic is, you guessed it, the kingdom of heaven. So in continuing with this theme, we move now to the parables of Jesus. And before we dive into these rich teachings, I want to read Matthew 13:10 through 15 for us. The disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.'" There are some who have a hard time with Jesus' answer here. Parables are, by their very nature, sometimes confusing. The question is legitimate. Why teach in parables when you could teach plainly and clearly? Here's what Jesus basically says, so that they won't understand. What I want to do for us this morning, very briefly, is to help us to see the wisdom behind what Jesus is doing here. In verse 13, Jesus says, "I speak to them in parables because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." Notice the word, because. Jesus didn't say, "I speak in parables so that they won't see, hear, understand." He said, "I speak in parables because they do not see, hear, understand." To explain his point, he quotes from Isaiah, explaining how, quote, "This people's heart has grown dull, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes." The picture is one of blatant, willful rejection. They are choosing not to see, hear, or understand the Lord. Therefore, God sends them a prophet who will speak in ways that they don't understand. God is giving them exactly what they want. And this is what Jesus is doing with the parables. Those that do not want to see, hear, and understand won't, because it isn't plain for all to see. The only ones who will see, hear, and understand are those whose hearts have been turned to flesh, those who desire not just the teaching of the parable, but the parable teller himself. So when you approach the Bible, any part of it, remember that it is in the Lord's hand to give understanding. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you.